back to the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Hope everybody is doing well and you've all thawed out from Saturday night here at Scotstoun when we took on Ulster. Murphy, your initial thoughts on that one?
Initial thoughts after about 20 minutes, I was pretty worried. I knew the boys would pull it back and get a bonus point win at home and give them no points. So yeah, I was confident as soon as we started. So, but yeah.
33-20 full-time score, 14-0 down after 15 minutes, and then 33-6 for the rest of the game.
Sitting pretty at the top as well on the table.
Absolutely. 1 point clear of Leinster. Thank you to Munster for denying Leinster a bonus point.
Huge.
Just, I mean, we can't really start this without mentioning the fact that Johnny scored another two tries. So, first of all, he's both top of the league.
Both not from Mulls either.
Both not from Mulls, yeah. He's branched out. The first one in particular, I think, was about 45 seconds after coming on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably an early contender for our try of the season already.
Already, yeah. I mean, it goes through, I think, I'm going to put a random number on here, I think 8 sets of hands.
We'll just say it with confidence, it's true.
Yeah, 8 sets of hands, and then Johnny has a clean pair of heels to sprint past the Ulster hooker, which was pretty impressive.
It's a great finish as well.
Yeah, good little dot in the corner. But yeah, I'm now not jealous, I'm more annoyed that he's getting so many tries.
Up to joint 5th in our all-time try scoring charts.
Joint 5th. Any current players?
Would you want to have a guess at the top 5?
Yeah, all right.
There we go. This will be fun.
I'm going to say top is DTH.
Correct.
Closely followed by Nico.
He's 3rd.
Okay. Seymour.
Tommy Seymour 2nd. And then you're looking for the two that Johnny's... there's one other, and then you're looking for the two that Johnny's tied with.
Sean Lamont.
There's one.
Oh, one more.
Two more.
Two more. Well, they have to be backs.
One current player.
George Horn.
Well done.
And... Oh, give me a clue.
Recently retired. Our guest seems to have it.
Stuart Hogg. Hoggy.
Correct.
Nice.
And he's now just introduced himself, which is a... Do not apologise. It's a seamless segue into what we were going to do next, which was a memorable game on Saturday for another reason, in that we welcomed Warrior 356 to the club and also now to the squadcast. So Ben Afshar.
So this is a better club to be involved in.
Definitely.
Our latest guest, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, very happy to be here.
I mean, you are looking slightly nervous, to be honest.
I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah. I've never done something like this before. So.
Well, I mean, we should probably dip in at the start with, you made your debut on Saturday.
Yes.
Two aspects of the debut sort of stand out from that. One,
I know when exactly you're
when you're running on, what's going through your head in that point? So when John Manson gives you the nod and slaps you on the back and says, right, off you go.
To be honest, I think I was sitting there, it was getting a bit later and later, and then when we scored that last try, that was when I was like, right, Franco, please. but no, it was really good. Like as soon as I got told, I was like just excited, got down there, Pump gave me a pat on the back, said like, just like, hopefully you'll get some more as well. And then, yeah, just really cool to get on there, especially with it at home, like, definitely better than being away from home, because to hear the fans cheering is quite nice as well.
It's been a bit of a good week for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy
week. Winning the Super 6 for the Mighty County Wolves.
I was going to say, I was waiting for you to get into that.
I was absolutely buzzing with that. Yeah. Shout out to Rainer Kennedy, who retired as well, the club captain. Yep. But yeah, Benny was running the show there, and then obviously gets rewarded with a debut here as well.
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah, it was a pretty cool week. I mean, like, when I came in with the Wolves, it was a little bit of a slow start, but towards then we were pretty positive and started winning games, and then took away the final and beat Ayr, which was good.
There's one bit that when we were travelling down to the Osprey game, your semi-final was on at the same time, and it's your 50-22, I think, got the loudest ovation in the hotel at that point in time.
A little bit of luck, I think. But
there, man.
Definitely skills, but yeah. No, right.
Speak to me when the team got announced. What was like? What were you initially feeling? Because I remember all the boys coming up to you. It's time to be nervous, man.
I know. I don't know. I kind of on Monday obviously trained with the team one, so I had a little bit of a feeling. But then, I no one actually came and spoke to me before the meeting, so that was when I found out. And I can't lie, I was really nervous on Tuesday. But then it didn't help you and bloody Gregor Brown getting. Oh, you're so nervous. You're nervous, yeah. But nah. It was good. By the end of the week, it felt really nice. Like, all the boys around me. And yeah, hopefully I can just get a couple
more games. We tried our best to wind them up. Like, oh, I'd be terribly nervous right now if I were you.
But you said
yourself you were not as nervous as you probably would have been because you played Ulster in preseason.
Yeah. Like, I think because it was one of the games where, like, in preseason we'd played them. So I kind of already had experienced it, even though they had a little bit of a better team. it was a bit of safety net knowing that I'd already played against him and I played 20-30 minutes in that game. So yeah, it was definitely happy it was them, not someone completely different. But
the other question about your debut that I have to ask, and I feel like Murphy immediately knows where this is going. You know where this is going as well. The old man Sean Kennedy at scrum half starting on snipes over. Your club coach for Stirling.
Yeah.
And his try celebration song, which I think Murphy's about to light out. Did you know he was going to do this?
This is a funny story. So I remember at the start of the year, we got that form and it was like, oh, what are you going to pick as your try scoring song? And Chuba was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to put it as your song. And he was like, oh, I've not really played in a while. Like, I haven't scored try in ages. It probably won't come up. But, and then I was like, yeah, okay, maybe I guess you're right. And then that game. And then I remember him scoring, going up like, yeah, cheering. I was like, yeah, nice. And then I just hear the and then I was like, oh, God. And it was fine. And then the worst bit was when it was, oh, and that's Ben Afshaw's hit single. Like, to be honest, when I made that, I think it was 2020 maybe. So
yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yeah,
I've just looked on Spotify there. If anybody wants to search, it's called Lake by Ben Afshaw on Spotify. It's currently at 37,745 plays.
Yeah, racking in the cash.
That's impressive.
That's probably more plays than we've had on the squadcast for the last season. I have to be fair.
I might bring you over some fans.
So. There we go. Yeah, if anybody wants it, please do. Please.
I can't remember when the first time it was ever played, but on the way back from an A game last year, I chucked it on the speaker in the bus, and I remember like Dunkey was on the bus. I was like, Dunkey, do you know who this is? And he was like, nah. And I was like, this is Benny's song. And he was like, no way. And then it just kind of exploded from there. I reckon you hear it in the gym.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Well, every second day.
Yeah, I remember last year after that those A games. I remember it was I'd managed to go I mean, like, it's one of those things. It was from when I was a bit younger, and I'm quite proud of it now because it's a bit of fun. Yeah. But
it's aged like fine wine.
And exactly. But I remember the last session of the year. It'd not been played in the gym once, and then I was in the gym, and I think it was Nons played it for a straight. Just on repeat for half an hour, just like over and over again. And I was, by the end of it, I was fed up a bit, to be honest.
It's a bop. It's a bop.
I do have to sing it quite a lot, I can't lie. Yeah, I was singing it on the bus for Stirling as well.
It's an easy debut song, kind of, or like if you're up, I mean, you get called for it all the time, which is unreal. And it's a good song. So, people, if you want to give Ben, I mean, you still take money for it, don't you?
Yeah.
Definitely. Gets his royalties.
What's your Spotify royalties?
0.005 pence per play.
There we go. So pints on Ben afterwards.
Exactly. But yeah, actually, I was looking today because she was asking if it had any plays on the weekend, and I was having a look and got some cash. So
nice. We're up.
Well, there we go, on with the Squadcast. For those of you who are new to the listening, including Ben, but Ben's clearly a seasoned listener at this point, in front of Murphy there are a hat full of scenarios, questions, little things written on scraps of paper. Murphy's going to pull them out, and we are going to put them to you, Ben. You've got to answer them and keep people entertained, basically. However, we are going to cheat slightly with the first one, because you're on here. You are literally a qualified and respected DJ to answer this question. So we've already pre-pulled the first question out of the hat, which is, who is the best dressing room DJ? It's the Ben Afshaw seal of approval that's coming up here.
Well, I know I've just gone on about how he played my song, but that's not the reason why I'd say he's the best. But I do like Nonza's tunes. That's the only, So I do like his music, but I'm actually also, I do like the Argentinian music, I can't lie. Like some of the people find it a bit annoying, but
I was going to say, this seems to be a controversial topic when we're talking about Argentinian gym music.
Just I actually quite like it. I can't lie. I quite like the beat of it. It gets me. I'm not really into listening to like the more soppy stuff in the gym. Maybe it's just
sad songs. Yeah, the sad songs. That's just for the Return to Play boys.
Yeah, exactly. So I like boys. Something with a little bit of a beat on it. So
fair enough.
This is kind of going back to what we were chatting about earlier. But any new music in the pipeline?
Well, I can't. I don't. I've stopped the singing.
Yeah. Would you go back to it?
I would happily go back to it. It's just I'm do a lot of
focusing on a different career at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a little bit busy, Murphy.
Yeah. I do a lot of DJing. DJing is my thing now. So nice. I liked with the old records on the turntables,
like vinyls,
vinyls.
Nice.
So that's what I've picked up recently. And then I do make some music now, but I've not released. I'm going to release some though. but it's like more house music and stuff. So
nice.
So here's a proposal for you. We'll put you in whichever area of Scotstoun we have with a little turntable beforehand. You do that, run out to the warm-up, play the game. Done? Yeah. Yep. Full night. Yep. Easy.
Well, I think last year Franco, in pre-season Franco was asked saying
what was that? I remember
I should DJ on one of the Fridays in the gym, but it never actually ended up happening. But he was like, yeah, you got to come in and get the boys excited on the Friday. And I was waiting, but it just never happened. So
he's ready.
Have you got a DJ name or are you just going with Ben?
Just Ben Afshar. Just Ben Afshar. Pretty boring.
I feel like you need something a bit more punchy.
Yeah, if anyone has a good name, please send me.
Speaking of Ben Afshar, Ben's had several different second names.
He has, yeah.
According to, well, mostly Merchie.
Afshar.
Tell the story.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of been adopted now. It's always been a thing. I don't know why, but people struggle to say Afshar. I don't know why, but it just got adopted to Ashy, I think, now, which I can understand why. Ashfar, but yeah, on the board, seems to pop up every now and then, and it's always been a thing, though. I think just Ashfar, people prefer the SH before the F.
We've had a couple of extra pronunciations from press in the last couple of weeks as well, which has been one we've had to sort of nail around. This is how it's written. This is how we're doing this.
I think I saw one the other day. My mum sent me of someone called me Ashraf.
It's all the right letters, just not in the right order.
So close. And where's Afshar from?
So my dad's Iranian. So I'm half Iranian and half. My mum's from. She's from the Wirral, but they both lived up here together, so I was born here. That's how I'm Scottish.
Scottish. Full Scottish.
Yeah.
Nice.
But very Iranian still as well. Like, I've got a big family in that, so.
Yeah. Do you ever go back? Have you ever been back?
Nah, because none of my family live there anymore, but so all my dad's family lives over here, so lots of Iranian food and dinners and barbecues, kebabs.
And we're back to the food
chat
already.
Why is it every time on the Scottcast we always cover some sort of food?
I mean, look who's hosting it. It's the two of us, Murphy, let's be honest.
But we're doing it at a different time today. But it's still lunchtime.
But before we wrap up this question, we just have to finish this chat now. What are we talking Iranian food? Come on, here we go.
So lots of, so people think spice. Yeah. No spice. It's not really spicy at all. Because I hate spice. No, but lots of saffron and like herbs and stuff.
Fragrant rather than
saffron's expensive.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
More.
It's all the 0.0.
Most expensive. Item per kilogram.
Expensive per kilo than gold.
Yeah. This is why he's got 37,000 plays on Spotify. That's how he can afford it.
But it's called lubia pullo, which is like rice, beans, lamb, lots of lamb. And then there's like Serish pullo as well. Pullo is rice. So.
Yeah, okay.
Pullo, yeah.
All right. I thought pullo was chicken.
So we're adding this to the chat with Lucio, where we're going around his house one day, and then we're going to Ben's the next.
Oh, okay. I'm terrible at cooking.
We're not going to Ben's. We're going to Ben's family's.
Ben's family's house.
Ben, you're terrible at cooking.
Yeah.
What about those 25 quick answer questions where you said you're a great cook?
I'm a great cook. I'm good at, I'm good at cooking pasta. Pasta. I can cook pasta.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it. I'm not a very good cook.
Right, on that note. Do the...
What? Oh, Warriors, yes.
That's now the official jingle.
Right. Oh, let's pick one up here. If you needed something... And anything, who is your go-to guy?
I don't know. What from? Wait, sorry. Was it from the squad? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go on from the squad.
I can't. I'm not sure. I can't lie.
Have you had to?
I'm not really. I don't. I kind of. I've not really had anything that I've needed, to be honest. I kind of just ask my dad most of the time.
Right. Entirely hypothetical scenario.
Uh-huh.
Your car breaks down.
You're having car issues at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anybody looking to buy a Mini? Ben's selling one.
My car breaks down. I don't know. I don't actually know who's good with cars. Is this I'm meant to answer the question. So
you are the guest.
I'm sorry. I don't actually have an answer to that. That's really boring. But I'm trying my best. I haven't been in that situation long enough in the squad, I think.
That's fine. We'll let you off.
I don't think I'd have the guts to text one of the boys to ask. Maybe one of the academy boys I'll text.
Who is the most stylish in the squad? And then there's another one that says least stylish. Now, I know you like your baggy jeans, Ben.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a story there.
No, he just loves.
No, I just do love my baggy jeans.
But when we talk baggy jeans, I mean
full on flares.
bandages.
Oh, no, that's not the case.
Well, yeah, just a bit Y2K.
Yeah, you could say that. He's not as bad as another partnership player, Richie Simpson. He's, oh my God.
I think Richie's got some quite good fashion, but.
Well, yeah, but his baggy jeans.
Yeah, that's true. Kevil's got the Supreme and the Hypebeast stuff, which I think is pretty cool. And he's always dressed up. Nonzo always seems to be in the cool tracksuits as well. I like his cotton stuff.
It's big Nonzo or wee Nonzo?
Wee Nonzo. So I'd probably go Kebo for the Hypebeast stuff, definitely. Nice. But Jackman's got that the baggy jeans look as well.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, I'd say Kebo and Nonzo because Nonzo always looks good, I think.
Nice. Nonzo's coming out of the squad cast pretty well today. He's going to be pretty happy with this.
And Lee Stylish?
Duncan
Mann. D-Money.
He's just...
Jeans, a t-shirt.
I don't think he's not stylish. I think he's just very modest.
Yeah.
He likes casual. He's very just basic, but it suits him. He does. Seems to do well.
Maybe you should... give him some tips. Be a stylist.
Yeah, I don't know how D-Money were looking.
Baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Crop top.
Yeah. Crop top. Where did the crop top come from?
There's an image I don't think we needed today. Yeah. There we are. There's the next piece of content, though. We've already spawned a couple of pieces of spin-off content, but there we go. Yeah. Makeovers with Ben Affleck.
Next one.
Let's go.
Right, here we go. Are you ready for this one?
I'm not sure.
Right. If you had to make the best rugby player out of squad members at Glasgow, who would you pick for each different part and why?
So, left
foot, right foot, speed, power, strength, game. Okay. Like, if you had to go through like the whole body, like game mentality.
The ultimate warrior.
Okay.
Yes, pretty much. It's a great question, whoever asked that.
Fantastic
that
question, really Mr. Question. Walker Murphy.
Okay, so if I stop,
this will be a long one, so this will fill.
This will feel like the one where Ben didn't answer.
Yeah, pretty much.
What should I start with? Let me think.
Right, let's go bottom up.
So left foot, right foot.
Yeah, who are you picking?
Left foot, I'd say Ollie
Smith.
Yeah,
I'm assuming not Kebble.
Right, okay. Left foot, right foot. Is this in terms of footwork or is this kicking?
Kicking.
Okay, left foot, Ollie Smith.
And right foot. Donkey Weir,
okay.
And then, okay, so if we go footwork.
Yeah. Who's got the best left foot step?
Probably Ollie.
He's only got a left foot step, correct.
Exactly. If we take agility, right?
Okay,
as a whole, George Horn seems to get through any gap.
Yeah.
So
or Seba.
I was going to say Seba would have been
like that. Okay. Yeah, but George has got...
New rule with this question.
You can't pick
the same person twice.
Okay, then Seba, evasion, agility, definitely. Because what game was it? Benetton. Where he's slipping through.
Slippery eel.
Yeah, so I'd take him on agility.
Okay.
Speed, I'd take over the 10 metres, I'd take George because he's rapid over 10 metres. And he's like just quick off the mark.
Yeah.
And then what else have we got?
Power. General power.
General power. That's a tricky one. There's a lot of good
powerful athletes. I know who I'd pick. Well,
are you trying to avoid in tackling drills and training? It's probably where I would go with
it. I don't do, yeah. I try to avoid tackling the boys. But
he tries to avoid everyone.
No.
it's self-preservation, to be fair. Exactly. It's not bad.
It's all about career longevity at this rate.
I think if we're taking who I wouldn't want to tackle, Big Nons is definitely...
He's powerful.
He's very powerful. And
he was one of the three I was thinking.
I'd definitely run away from him.
Yeah.
Right, okay. We've done speed, haven't we?
We've done speed.
Let's go for...
Pass. Shiba.
Lightning pass, doesn't he?
He's just getting really his coaches good books there. That's where
we're at. No, genuinely.
No, really. That's true.
Teacher's
he zips that. Like the one he was passing well.
Both hands?
Definitely both hands. I mean, if I can do both hands.
Yeah.
Rugby brain. Oh, I've already done.
Who are you picking?
Stafford.
Okay, good.
He's pretty good. When he's on the ball, you know whether to kick, pass, knows all his plays and stuff.
What about, let's see, shoulders for like tackling? Like who's
shoulders?
I'm trying to think.
In general defence, I'll take Wienaerts.
Wienaerts for general defence.
As a back, he defends well, and he's strong, and he makes big shots as well.
All right.
Like general sort of touring ability, as it were. Like, who do you want to go on an away trip with?
Oh,
the sort of relaxed side of things.
You've gone through a lot of boys now. You're gonna have to.
Yeah, I'm gonna dip into the bag.
I'm not. Maybe you, but
what the hell? Maybe.
Gregor
Brown. Okay, me and Gregor in the same boat. Okay, interesting. I'll take it. I was hoping you're gonna save me for this one, but overall looks.
This is crazy. There's two.
Oh, there's two.
Hugh Jones.
Nice. Jordan. Strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I like
Hugh Jones is the popular answer for that type of thing. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Size. What? What's like?
What like? As in
what build?
My build. My optimum build.
Or what would be? Yeah. What would be your perfect build for this ultimate warrior rugby player?
Well, he'd have to be a back.
But what height?
No one wants to be a forward. So am I saying a person or am I saying like, I'll give you 6'2".
My height.
Just building my dream body. To
okay,
me.
Yeah.
And 100 kilos.
Okay, not my weight.
100 kilos. Even applies 6'2". To.
Probably.
Teacher.
It's close to like.
Yeah. It's probably Tom Jordan.
Oh, yeah. No, really. Have you got a man crush on TJ?
Nah,
Okay, nice. So.
There we go.
Have you picked TJ already?
Oh, just substitute for Hugh Jones on the
other one. Yeah.
What? No. I was saving him.
Right, so we've got.
If you can remember all
like
of this.
I feel like we're missing something.
Stamina.
Oh, yeah, fitness.
But I would say George fitness. Horn, but I've already
You're
used
missing.
Think
I've about. Used it. No. What? Think about somebody who's got an amazing fitness capabilities. Loves a turnover.
Oh, Dodge.
There you go.
That's a great. I can't believe I left him out. Actually.
Yeah.
No, you were saving him, Ben. You were saving him.
I was saving him for
fitness. Strength. We haven't done that one.
See, this is the thing. Okay, here we go. Strength relative to weight. Because I think that's more impressive. Because there's an easy answer for that.
Okay, we'll go strength relative to weight. I know who I'd pick if you're going with that.
Dobie.
Yes.
Yeah. Monster, man.
Duber.
I remember because me and Dobes went to school together, so I remember when I was at school.
Was he the same at school? Like,
oh, same. Yeah, I remember there used to be rumors going around about him. Oh, Dobie squats 200, and everyone would be like, because I was younger than him, everyone would be like, Ben, you don't squat 200.
No, I do not.
Any records boards at Merkey?
I can't remember. I think it was more just word of mouth, you know.
Yeah, just, whispers.
Yeah, it was Roddy Dins. Always used to in his PE class. I think once he was like, "Oh, Dobie was scoring like 200."
He's just saying this to try and get you to compete, isn't he?
And then everyone was like, "Oh my god!"
It's a good tactic. Yeah. So what do you squat now, Ben?
200. My back's not in very good nick.
Oh
so.
Yeah, that old chestnut is it?
Yeah, that old chestnut. 160.
Well, that's enough.
More than I squat, there you go.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's not surprising in the slightest.
Double ish my body weight.
Yeah, so. It's cute. Yeah.
What do you squat?
The listeners don't need to know what I squat. Just a lot. Just everyone was a lot, yeah. So
stay tuned next week.
We're gonna have a squat off. What do you reckon your chat is like in a game?
On a scale
lots of screaming.
Because
I'm not like I'm quite a calm player to be honest. I'd say I'm quite a calm player, but but then also I don't scream very much. I was actually speaking to Gog earlier today. So my first game against him was it was just after he come back from injury in 2022.
Played against George.
Yeah, he was playing for Bremer.
Oh my god!
And
yeah,
I was
remember.
Playing for Southern Knights and. He was just laughing because when I came in here, I obviously at that point, I never thought that I'd be in with the Warriors. So then when I came in, but in that game, he was giving me a little bit of chat. So I was giving him a little bit of chirp back. I was all cool. And then I came in here and I remember first.
Cowering in the corner.
Head was down. Absolutely petrified. Because and then he was telling Chuba the other day, he was like, I remember when I played Ben and he was giving me all this chat.
Never forgets.
I think he's forgiven me.
Okay. So, well, have we ever played together?
Yeah, A game.
Yeah, last season or something. Yeah. I was going to say, I can't remember much. Can't even remember what I had for breakfast, let alone...
We're going to throw you under the mic this time. Is this where we're going with this? Next time,
if I'm on the pitch with a mic on, all you hear is... There's nothing else you'll hear.
Shoving a lot.
Genuine, it's like grunting in a scrum and then trying to breathe. Oh, yeah. Whereas like a lot of nines and tens especially somehow have the capability.
But I feel like if you've got the mic on, you're going to play it up for the mic a bit. Like,
yeah, maybe you.
I definitely would.
Genuinely, it's like breathing through a straw after a scrum. But yeah, I think in general, nines and tens always talk. Even if it's 15 phases, 20 phases gone, there's still some sort of talking coming out. No. What have you found the hardest going from, let's say, school to here?
I think the speed. The speed of play is so different compared to even playing Super 6. Like Frank was always like on about a quick breakdown, like fun.
As you say, he says run first.
Yeah,
and then
run
look
first
up.
and then so like as soon as I'm passing, running instead of just passing, watching my pass and then going.
Yeah.
Which sounds really easy, but when it's like 10 phases and you're absolutely puffing, it is tough. But that's the big thing because you just don't have as much time to make decisions as well. But it's definitely getting used to it. I mean, last week, as the week went on, training like with the main team that's playing, definitely got more used to it. But the first session last week, I was blowing and so my passes started going a little bit off target. But no, definitely getting more used to it now. Because Super 6 is Super Series.
Is
a little bit slower, so you have a bit more time because everyone's not quite as fit. But, yeah.
Nice.
Well, fingers crossed. It's the first appearance of many, as you yourself said in the change room. But on that note, we will call an end to this episode of the Squadcast. Thank you very much to everybody for tuning in. Ben, thank you for coming on. You survived. You cannot be nervous now. You're all good. You can
no
run
cameras,
off.
Which is good.
Right, Julie noted, no cameras. Murphy, as always, it's a pleasure.
Buy your tickets for the game against Northampton Saints here at home in December the
8th.
So I had to get it in at some point.
It's going well, so good. Yeah, no, you've squeezed it in right at the end there, but we will see you next week ahead of said game against Northampton Saints.
Yes, you will.
8 p.m. kickoff on Friday the 8th of December. Here in the
Champions
Cup.
Thanks for coming, Ben.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week as well, Warrior Nation. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. In the meantime, he's been Ben Afshar, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.